PFT Media.
My life may not be easy, and I sure know how to make it hard. That's what she said.
Housewives aren't the real stars. House husbands are.
I can't fix stupid, but I can give it a court date.
My internet may be in the clouds, but my head isn't.
Keeping it real with the real housewives of reality, Scarlett and Leon.
We are funny, and people would love us for it. So what else has been going on with you this last week? How's your week gone?
A rough week, but it looks like you got a haircut.
I actually got all of them cut. Literally all right. The hairs on my face, my eyebrows, my beard.
Wow.
My everything was trimmed and cut, yes.
Yeah, that was the highlight of my week because I too got my hair done.
Nice.
That was a nice like break from reality, so to speak, even though I get that it was like a real experience, but you know what I mean.
I guess we should probably talk about this another time because this podcast is actually about the housewives. So welcome.
Hey, they get their hair done on a regular basis.
They have glam squads. You are correct. But welcome to The Real Housewives Reality. We're your hosts. I'm Leon. I know what love is.
I'm Caitlin and I got a haircut.
Nice. I can go with that. I can live with that. Scarlett is still recovering. She is improving and getting better. She's still got a road to go. And big sister is, somewhere. So, you know, if she joins us, she joins us. If not,
she's hanging out with Kathy.
Yeah. Caitlin and I are perfectly fine doing this because we are fucking hilarious.
Hell yes.
So, what are we going to talk about today, Caitlin? Thank you for not
step on it.
Ruining my intros today.
Well, so far.
So this reunion, I'm going to say, did not really disappoint me this week. It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was good. I thought it set us up for like next week, I feel.
I do. One thing I want to put out there, and Andy needs to realize this, not just with Salt Lake, but from here on out, no one gives a shit about you going to the ladies before the thing and talking and trying to stir the pot. No one cares. No one wants to see that. I get that you want to do it because you're checking on the ladies, but we don't need to see it.
Well, it's funny that you say that because I wrote, I love when Andy does that. I love that he goes and just gets him riled up. And I do love that. So okay. I guess I one person who wants to see it.
Okay. Well, I mean, if people want it, Andy, you just keep giving it to them, I guess. I don't know. And one more thing, Andy, tell your sound people to get their shit together because the gloves made the outfit.
Right? Like, how dare he tell her to get the gloves off?
How fucking rude was that, Andy?
But I will say, in all of the Andy going around and talking to everybody, and then everybody being like, oh, where's Mary? I kind of love that Andy didn't tell anybody where Mary was.
He just, like, walked away from that question. He was like, meh, we'll address it later.
Well, he's like, I'm going to wait till they start recording. Yeah.
Where's Mary? Where's Mary? Where's Mary? Where's Mary? And Andy's, like, tight-lipped. I'm like, huh. Very nice going, Andy, not to say anything. And let's get it right. Mary blaming people talking about her church as the reason she didn't want to show up is total bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
She watched the show and realized how nasty of a person she was and how she was going to get called to the carpet for the mean and nasty things she said and did. And she's like, I don't want to go. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, my note was, I think Mary's trying to hide from the truth.
I do. I agree. I'm 100% with that. I think she is a terrible human being. And there's a couple other times in my notes that I took that I have comments about Mary. Because that's horseshit to me. I don't.
I think Mary is just horseshit.
I agree 100%.
That might be too kind of horseshit, though.
Fair enough. But she's just tough. And then I do. Heather making the comment that she believes Mary about things she was saying in her confession. I'm like, well, Heather, I love you, but that's a little harsh because she wasn't just being honest. She was being mean and nasty and attacking people. And I think she was actually just giving one dig towards Lisa Barlow.
Yeah, I think Heather, that was a kind of a gross overstatement. You can say, oh yeah, Mary was right about Lisa, but that's it. That's like the extent of maybe what Mary was right about.
And from my take, based on the way Heather acted, so I'm a huge fan of Heather. I really am. Not a fan of Lisa Barlow. Heather did go at her a little hot.
Yeah.
But based when we learn that she's got text messages from the charity event hostess and all of this stuff, where Lisa, and I've been saying this since season one, Lisa is a friend of convenience. What can you bring me, you know, and what, how does your friendship with me benefit me? And I think Heather's tired of it and calling out on her bullshit because Heather's not being that friend. If we're going to be friends, we're going to be friends.
Yeah. I think Lisa, the one thing that's, I think, been consistently right about Lisa is that Lisa's a little bit fake and she lets other people do her dirty work. But I think we got a glimpse of the real Lisa, I think, in the place that they went.
And Zion?
Is Zion the Mother's Day trip?
Yes.
Yeah. I think we got like a glimpse of like, okay, Lisa's a real person behind this facade. Mm-hmm. And I think Heather's right that Lisa puts on a facade. She's out there like trying to pretend she's perfect, but nobody wants a perfect friend.
No.
They want a friend who they can be friends with all sides of them. And I think if Lisa would maybe break down her walls a little bit, then she'd have an easier time on the show and in her life with her friends.
Yeah. And Lisa, and later down, we're skipping around a little bit, but Lisa blaming Bravo for the way they made her look when she went on that rant. I want to be like, no, 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 no. Let's get this right. They caught you in a real moment. That's how mm-hmm. you felt in that moment, and own it. Just own the things that you've said and done. Own the fact that you're the one that started talking shit about Mary and the gentleman that died that financed his house and gave money, and that you started those. You planted those seeds. And Whitney called you out on it multiple times during the season when at the dinner, oh, we just happened to be friends, and the husband comes up and magically the conversation becomes, we didn't cancel on the event, and da-da-da-da-da-da. And it's like, Whitney called you out on it. You plant seeds of doubt. You try to cover your ass. And, yes. And you got busted on it and multiple times.
Yeah, this is definitely... I typically tend to try to believe the best in people. And I'm like, oh no, they're not trying to self-produce. Lisa is trying to self-produce and Bravo is not letting her. And that's why she's getting pissed.
Yeah. Yeah. She wants to control the narrative. She wants to be in control of what they say and do about her. And it doesn't work that way. Lisa, it doesn't.
Oh my God. Speaking of the word narrate, it was so weird, but such a hilarious, I don't know if it was an insult or just a comeback when Heather starts like saying something about Lisa, and then Lisa goes, don't narrate me, don't narrate me. Yeah. And I'm like, what? I've never heard anybody say words in that order like that before. That
I have a whole thing when we get to that and doing that. And then we skipped over, Jen did spend a ton of time this year apologizing. And I really, you know, they showed this stuff and I'll give her credit. She listened to her publicist. You know, and we know our publicist and our friends over at Advantage Media Solutions, and we've had conversations with them. And those are the exact same things they would tell people to do to change your image. You've got to apologize, make amends, become different. You've got to do it.
But I did think it seemed genuine. I think she, I don't know if it's just because she was instructed to, or maybe she did some real soul searching on the back end, but she did seem genuine to me in how she was talking to the ladies, how she was handling those situations. I mean, I hope that's true, but it did at least come off that way. But then for like people like Meredith to just kind of throw them away.
Well, and yeah, and then I put in here that Heather is on the offensive, but Lisa did say and do some shit this season. She needs to own up to it. That stuff she did. Well, hello, big sister. Welcome to the party. How you feeling today?
Doing okay. Hey. Well,
are you using the headset yet, or are you still getting it set up?
Yeah, I should be using it. There's the microphone. How's that?
That's much better.
There.
Are you doing okie dokie?
Well, I may have fell asleep while I was watching the reunion part one this morning.
Oh, well.
Was that entertaining?
Well, yes. I was tired of trying to figure out who's yelling over whom and whose voice am I hearing yelling about something now.
Those are the voices in your head. That wasn't the show.
Does that help now?
That
explains so much.
Well, to be honest, at one point in time, Scarlett goes, is that what it's like trying to listen to us sometimes? And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, when everybody talks. When everybody talks over me, that's exactly what it sounds like. Yeah. So we've skipped through a little bit. We got to the introductions. And we just got to the point we just mentioned about Heather being a little on the offensive, but Lisa needs to kind of own up and be responsible for herself a little bit. My next note here is Whitney and Heather, bad weather, which we love them, are friends with someone that was friends with Lisa, and they have proof that she said terrible things. So this is the, we just talked about that too. They have become friends with, was it Angie? Yeah, Angie's List from the casino night party. And Angie decided to show Whitney and Heather all of the text messages that Lisa has sent bashing Whitney and Heather. So,
and you know what? Kudos to cousin Angie, because she also showed them the shitty things that she said. Like, because then Lisa goes, well, did she tell you this? And they were like, yeah, she did. We saw it all.
Well, she was being manipulated and she didn't know it. And then when she realized that she's being manipulated, she's like, look, I said and did these things. I'm sorry. Let's move on and be family and friends. And the ladies were like, done. You owned up to it. You can move on. It really is that simple in this world, because we've all had friends and we've all had family. I guarantee you all of us in this room have had moments where we're like, well, what the fuck? I guarantee you, big sister's like, what the fuck is little brother doing? What is wrong with him? And it could be construed that she's being mean and nasty to me, but she's just questioning what I'm doing. And that, you know, happened yesterday.
And you know what? It's also normal to have something happen in a friendship that you can't come back from too.
Yeah.
But you have to have the, you know, like I've had those situations, but I've been honest, this is my breaking point. I can no longer be friends with you because of this thing, and nothing you ever say or do will make that thing better. But be honest about it. Don't sit there and pretend, oh no, we're friends. No, like that's not being a grown up. You either forgive and you move on, or you're honest that you can't forgive them and then you don't move on.
Right. And then we move over to Meredith, which Meredith is like, needs to be an actor and be in television differently, because she's great at acting and making it look like she was not a just mean and threatening and just nasty to everyone this season. And later in the reunion, she does talk about how it's because she was having an emotional year and all. Okay. Just because you're having an emotional year, you're having going through some shit, does not give you the right to be nasty. And that's, I don't know how else to put it. She was just being nasty. I mean, and threatening, and I don't know.
It was.
I was going to say, too, with the friend issue, you know, all of these shows, the women all say or do things, and that they want to take back or regret or apologize for. And I thought it was interesting, like, Lisa and Meredith both seem to hang on to those moments. Like, they say, okay, I forgive you. But really, they're not at all. So the same things keep coming up over and over and over.
Yeah, they're like, I'm sorry.
At some point, they were talking about stuff that happened in the first season. And I was just like, okay, well, we've all moved on since then. The people that were hurt have moved on. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's so bizarre.
They just seem unwilling to move past things.
Funny enough, though, I will say it was funny when Heather was like, seems like Meredith, you could use friends right now. Where's your friend? And I was like, damn, Heather, coming out of the gate with that. And then Meredith responds by like getting emotional because she was going through a hard time. And you know what? I get sometimes things in your, when you're dealing with shit, you sometimes manifest those emotions in a different way. But that's where, even if it's not your story to tell, you tell your friends, hey, something major is going on. I don't want to talk about it on camera, but this is why I feel like I might be overreacting. But instead, she waits until the reunion to be like, oh, by the way, you know, just extraneous stuff was happening and I was a thunder cunt. Like, no, you just get to, you don't get to do that. You have
and
to
she didn't
take
tell
account
us what was going on.
No.
Yeah, and I don't think she will. She's going to just say
the
that
stuff
because
was
that's
going on. Yeah. I think.
What she said?
I think it's a half truth.
Well, yeah,
I think she may have had some stuff going on, and I think that she's just using that as an out for why she was being such a bitch.
She's coming up with excuses. You know, I'm going to come up with this excuse that, oh, I was going through some stuff because people can relate to that. Well, no, just because you're going through some stuff doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, it's not an excuse to act poorly. It's an explanation, maybe, but needs to be accompanied with an apology and some sincere regret. And I don't think we see that.
Not at all.
Oh, gosh, no.
And then Lisa's the same way. So the next thing, this is where it gets into where Lisa is being held to this image that she's creating. So she wants to make it like she is the perfect one. And when you get called out and blame everyone for attacking your perfect image, and it's not necessarily anybody attacking you or trying to break you or trying to come after you, it's them calling you out on your bullshit. And when she, you know, when somebody said something about the perfect image, Scarlett quote, and this is a quote from Scarlett about Lisa.
Let's go.
Lisa would not know what perfect is if it queefed in her face.
That does in fact sound like a quote from Scarlett.
Yeah. That was her in doing that. And then we get into the next one they kind of go into a lot is Jenny. But before we talk about Jenny, I want to mention this. The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City and the Real Housewives of Reality podcast let me start over. The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City reunion was taped prior to Jenny Nguyen's social posts becoming public and her subsequent departure from the series. Those posts are not addressed in the show. So we're going to skip past anything with Jenny because I really don't want to get into a lot of it with Jenny. I think, first of all, the idea that they're going to come out and say that her posts weren't... I know. I'm sorry, Caitlin, but we got to take the high road with Jenny. Them saying that her posts were not public before the reunion, they were.
Right. They just didn't look for it.
Bravo just didn't do the right vetting process.
Can I say one thing?
Yes.
And it's more about Mary.
Yes.
I found it really interesting that Jenny says... everyone is capable of being racist, but doesn't realize that she is racist. And she says that in response to Mary telling Andy, oh no, black people can't be racist.
Yes.
And I was just like that. This is the most bizarre
racist thing.
Like, I just felt like I was in the Twilight Zone when that's happening.
Yeah,
That's all I want to say.
I agree 100%.
I have one thing to say.
Oh,
just one.
Alphabet soup.
Jenny, I hope you go get you some anger management counseling.
Did you say Jenny like that? What's that from? The way you said, yeah. You can't help it, can you? You cannot help to say, anytime you say Jenny, you just naturally go to your phone.
It just comes out that way. Jenny.
No, okay. That's mildly inappropriate and everything else. So we're going to skip right on past that. So just so you know, prior to the Real House of Reality podcast being recorded, some of my sister's ridiculous Forrest Gump stuff was not made public. But now that it is, we're not going to address how terrible it is that she can't say Jenny without saying it like Forrest Gump. Is that a good disclaimer, Caitlin? You're the legal eagle, Caitlin. Was that a good disclaimer?
I like the disclaimer there.
Okay.
Sometimes it's just a little necessary.
And then when we got to Lisa, and this was funny, when she, you mentioned it a few minutes ago, Caitlin, but we'll talk about it a little bit more, is stop narrating me. First of all, what the fuck does that mean?
Right.
So I decided to do some research. The definition of narrating, give a spoken or written account of. So yes, they are narrating because Heather is talking about something that you said and done. So she's giving spoken word about an account of that you've done. So yeah, you are correct, Lisa, that she is narrating you. But to quote Caitlin, nobody fucking says it like that.
It just like, so what she could have said is, please don't talk about me. And then Heather would have said, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to continue talking about your insanity.
I want to like Lisa, I think.
Yes, I do want to like her.
But I
ain't making it easy.
No, I have issues. I think it's great I think it's great that she does things like her and her husband creating a company, and they put the focus on their children doing the work and trying to be the face and the image and doing some of the stuff, even though we all know that Lisa's company, whatever it is, and whoever's working on it does 90% of the work, and these kids are going to get credit for it. But still, it makes the kids feel important.
Yeah.
You know, considering last season when she was there and at an event and they called just to try and talk to her and she hit the hater button on her own kids.
Oh, yeah. I wonder who else does that.
Yeah. Who does that? The hater buttons on their kids.
I don't know. It seems rude.
It does. Sorry. I'm so sorry that this is happening and Scarlett's not even on the show. Screech of the week.
That was just too much. Mom, I called you twice and you ignored me.
Like, not just like I was asleep ignored. It was that phone rang one time and like on the halfway through the second ring, it was like, you have reached the voicemail of.
Yeah.
It was like.
And then I called Frank.
I was in the same room as my phone.
Wow. Then the dog must have woke up and hit the hater button on Caitlin. Says, oh, fuck this. I'm sleeping. Leave me alone.
And then I called Frank. And Frank also didn't answer the phone. But then he called me a second time. Yeah. And then you're out here like, wow, that seems rude. Yeah. What parents would hit the hater button? Jesus.
Awful.
Yeah.
But yeah, back to Lisa, because I'm
sorry
done
if
this.
That's ever happened to anyone out there.
I do. I want to like Lisa, and I think Lisa has potential.
I feel like when she gives us those real moments, I do like her. Like when I will just never not love the. I love Taco Bell and fine dining. So what? Because I can get behind some Taco Bell and some kinds of fine dining.
Yeah.
I just need big portions.
So there's one of two places that the 90% of my phone calls happen with Big Sister at. In the drive through at Taco Bell with the ridiculous new car wash that's back there that makes it hard to order. Or she's pulling through Sonic.
Or at the Sonic.
That's it. I call. Let me tell the story. I called her the other day and I'm like, hey, Big Sister, how you doing? She's like, I'm good. I'm like.
And then she goes, hang on.
No.
2 Route 44 unsweet teas and a bag of ice.
Yeah. Normally she does that, but not this time. I'm like, I said, oh, you're in the car. She goes, yeah. I go, well, where are you heading? She's like, well, I'm in the car. I'm like, well, where are you heading? And then all of a sudden I hear is, welcome to Sonic. How may I take her? I'm like, you didn't want to tell me you were in the drive-thru with Sonic. I said, why didn't you wait 3 minutes to answer the call? Because you're going to order your teas. You're going to pull up. You're going to get them. You could have just waited to answer or called me back. No.
Yeah. Well, you know what? This is all reality.
Said, no, that when he calls, his calls are important to me. So I didn't want to just ignore him.
Oh, his calls are important to you.
Your calls are also important. I just have to know that they're happening in order to answer the phone.
Wow.
Right. These sound like excuses to me. I just can't even.
Where are we supposed to be talking about somebody else?
Oh, wait. Okay. Listen here, Lisa. Take a deep breath. We're narrating you.
Yeah, I'm not
right
trying to narrate you.
Caitlin, stop narrating her. Caitlin, stop narrating her. For God's sakes.
Yeah.
Stop narrating her. I'm going to start using that line a lot when it comes to Scarlett. And when she starts saying things, I'm going to tell her that from now. Stop narrating me, Scarlett.
She's going to murder you.
I think that's going to happen one day, just so you know. So, you know, it's out there in the world. My legal eagle and Big Sister have heard it, and our tens and tens of listeners heard it here that Scarlett is going to kill me one day.
Yeah, but you'll probably deserve it.
Wow. I'm glad my own family's not on my side. So, great.
Well, she's family, too.
I've been family longer. Not by much, but longer. Yeah. For you, Caitlin, it really isn't by much. So,
it seems like probably a good time to take a break
on
here.
Yes. I want to be friends with Lisa too, but she's just too much of a bitch right now, and she's just being so. She is playing such the part of a victim of what? I don't know, but she seems to think she's the victim of all things bad and negative, and she's getting on my nerves with that.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. So I agree, Caitlin. Let's take a break because we're coming into the second half. You know, the first reunion always seems to be a lot of build up. We really got to get to the second and the third one. Then I can't wait for the husbands.
Yeah, that's climbing the one I'm up looking the roller coaster for. And we're getting ready to go. Woo! Mm-hmm. All the way down.
Yeah. So we'll take a break and enjoy the clip of the week here. Scarlett yelled at me last time, Caitlin, because I gave away the magic again. You know, when I said the clip's about, you know, it's going to be about bad weather and Whitney and Heather when they talk about being bad weather and bring it. So, you know, I'm not going to do that this week because.
And this will be why he gets murdered, everybody.
Scarlett, mm-hmm. Thanks. This okay, so let's.
Exactly.
I'm going to edit all that out.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
Okay.
You shouldn't. We'll be right back.
You fools.
What am I trying to make her do? What do I need her to do?
When you need her, you're there for her. And when you don't need her, you dismiss her. And I think that Jenny probably felt that, but we'll never say it because she's a loyal, good friend.
You know what you do? I want to say something real quick here.
Okay.
You know what you do?
Talking to bad weather right now?
Yeah, I'm talking to bad weather. You like
to
say, oh, that's about everybody here.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? I know for me personally, the last year has been really, really tough. And there was a lot of times when I wish I had someone to talk to. But the good news is, there is. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating with them in under 48 hours. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit BetterHelp.com/R-H-O-R. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. And join over the 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. Now remember, there's a special offer for the Real Housewives of Reality listeners. You're going to get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/R-H-O-R. And you can use the promo code R-H-O-R in checkout. Remember, that's BetterHelp.com/R-H-O-R. BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, BetterHelp.com.
Caitlin, so you're eligible to get your prescription?
Yes.
Okay, so that's your copay is like 10, 15, 20 bucks?
I don't even know if I have. I don't know. It's some small amount of money.
Oh my gosh, do you ever adult?
I mean, I just go and I pay them what they ask me for.
Okay, so you need to go to Zennia
Optum. It's Zenny, Leon.
What?
Not Zennia. Zenny.
That's
what
for
the
I
love
said.
Of fucking Christ, every time. Any, it's Zenny.
Uh-huh. I don't understand the problem. Anyways.
Wait, that was Zennia?
No. Yeah. Thank you, Caitlin. So now, I'm going to tell you this, though. In all honesty, it's Zennia Optical, and you go to our website under sponsors, click the link,
yeah.
And you can save 10% if you're a first responder, teacher, and that. But they have most glasses under $7.
$7.
With my prescription and Scarlett's prescription, which they're real thick lenses.
Yeah, I'm blind.
We bought four pair of glasses and two pair of sunglasses for $195.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
So... No,
we're
no,
about
I'm sorry.
To buy some more.
I'm sorry. $295.
We're about to buy some more.
Yeah. For mine.
Even still, these alone were $400.
Oh, they've got designers. You can start anywhere from like $7. You can go as high as you want, girl.
Yeah.
So just, if you're going to do it, just go to our website, click the link, get 10% off, and get fantastic glasses from Zennia Optical.
Yep.
Looks like that's what I'll be doing.
Word.
And there's going to be nothing you can do about it. Stress is going to drive you crazy forever.
I know.
And then you get to be
just
big.
Just be like me and don't acknowledge it.
Well, that was my next thing is then you get to be big sister's age and it's like, what is there to stress about?
Yeah, you have amazing kids and amazing family.
Whoa. That's you have an amazing brother. Slow down on the kids thing.
I'm awesome.
So, but it goes by averages. So, you know.
I'm definitely bringing up the average.
I didn't.
Yeah, let's not do the average, shall we not?
Well.
That's probably fair.
This isn't a math podcast. It is welcome back.
We're back.
With the Real Housewives of Reality.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and mute my microphone, let you guys take on over and go ahead and do it and just be done with it all.
That's perfect. So, anyway.
I was going to say, but we'll miss you.
And this is why I bring up the average.
Yeah, you're bringing up the average. No, we better not do the math on the air because I don't need people to know.
I'm not doing math. It's okay.
I will say this.
Okay, moving on.
I am struggling a little bit with how my beautiful Heather Gay is coming in hot. I feel like there's a lot of pent up rage and aggression towards these ladies, and yes. I get it. I'm having a hard time with it because I feel like this is not her true character. This is a result of the show. You know what I'm saying? I feel like she's coming in hot on this reunion show because it's like feast or famine. So she better do it or someone's going to do it to her. And she's like, fuck that. I'm going to beat you to the punch. So
yeah,
I hope
we get more like real Heather soon. Cause like, I understand defending yourself to a certain extent, but you don't have to draw the first blood.
Yeah.
Just finish it.
Yeah. I think that's what she's doing. And I don't blame her for it. I'm just not a fan of it.
Yeah.
But
puts up with a lot, I think, and doesn't say a lot during the season. And I think this year she's just ready to throw it all out on the table.
Right.
So, yeah.
And let's get something right, Andy. The reason Mary did not come to the show is because she's racist. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's woman it. Is mean
exactly.
And is nasty. And I am absolutely sorry. Remember Jenny, according to Bravo, let's see, the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City reunion was taped prior to Jenny Nguyen's social posts becoming public and her subsequent departure from the series. Those posts are not addressed in the show. But so Jenny basically saying Mary is racist and anybody can be racist. Caitlin talked about that earlier. It was a little shocking. But I think we need to stop making excuses for Mary. And saying that because you're trying to protect her image or you're trying to do that, she's a Christian pastor, whatever. No, I'm sorry. I am very tired in this society that we live behind that people saying I'm a Christian or I believe in God or I'm this. So I can sit around and tell you that you're a stupid piece of shit and you're a terrible person, but you can't come back to me because I'm Christian and I'm a priest. No, fuck you.
And I hate that. As somebody who is like a Christian woman, my goal is to always try to build the people up around me. And sometimes I'll say something nasty and I'll catch myself and be like, oh, Jesus wouldn't have done that. And I do plenty of things that he wouldn't have done. But the goal is to live life that way, to live life in a way that you are. You know, Heather wrote this on her social media and I kind of never heard it said that way, but that is the goal, is to lead with love. And if you're going to say that you're a Christian in any capacity, be it the lowest level of the church you can be, like your goal has to
even
be.
Even if you're not going to church, if you believe that
I just
I know
mean,
what you're saying.
Just a regular spirit. Average Joe. Right. Your goal is to lead with love and be as Christ-like as possible. But Mary, she's not just an average Joe. She is somebody that is supposed to be shepherding people on their faith, which is like, so you should be extra as pious as you can possibly be. And instead, she's the furthest thing from that I've ever fucking seen. And I hate that. It makes my skin crawl.
Yeah,
it's just...
Did they
give
a reason that she didn't come? I don't remember if they said why.
No, Andy really kind of tiptoed around everything. And she said it was, you know, she didn't come because of her, the church and everything else. They felt like all the attacks on her church and stuff.
And that Whitney called her a predator. Yeah.
Oh, that's right, the predator. I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah, and then Andy later said that he did talk to her, and she said that... the reason she didn't come on the show is because black people can't be racist. I will not approach that subject. That is not something I'm willing to talk about. I'm not going to get into a cultural or anything else. I feel that that woman said some very racist things on this show. I think she was very elitist in her behaviors, that she thought she was better than everyone else. She talked down to people. She was mean to people. She was downright nasty to people. And she called a grown woman a little girl out of anger. So I don't think I don't miss her on our television. No.
And I'm glad she didn't show up to the reunion, because I think, and you know, feel free to think it's a conspiracy theory, but I think Bravo didn't want to fire her for her racist comments because they didn't want to broach the subject of people of color having biases against other people of color. Cause it's an awful position to have to, cause like Jenny said, they should all be supporting each other. However, none of them are supporting them, at least on this show. And it's sad to see, and it's awful to see. So I'm glad she didn't show up to the reunion. So she's gone. Bye-bye. You know, they gave Jenny the boot as soon as the world showed Bravo what Bravo missed. And hopefully they, you know, and hopefully we can move forward in a more positive, you know, leading with love. Everybody is equal. Everybody comes with their own experiences to the table, but we can't marginalize people for those experiences.
Right.
And that is what those two women were doing.
Yeah. I have a hard time when you're that mean and nasty to people, to their faces, to behind their backs. It did not matter. And then you getting mad for people saying the same things to you.
The thing that really bothered me was, you know, we can see Meredith and Jenny for who they have shown themselves to be. What really bothered me was them showing the clips of Meredith. And instead of just like owning her failings, Meredith was like, didn't really find fault in what she did and tried to justify it. Just say, I should have spoke up. I see now why not speaking up was harmful. I will speak up in the future.
Are you talking about those comments to when she said something about Mary, when Mary said something to Jenny?
Yeah.
And she's then like,
when Mary did the accent too.
Yeah. Well, and I think Meredith, you're coming up with excuses. You don't like Jenny as a person. So when somebody else offended her or said mean things to her.
Yeah, you're cheering them on.
You didn't find it offensive or anything else because you don't do it. And your line about how, okay, we're gonna talk about this. Yes. Your line about how you need to see how the other person takes it to see if it's racist or not. You got to take your cues. Come on, Meredith. That's not how it works. If somebody's being terrible to another human being, and I won't even make it about racist comments. If we're in a room and we're in a group of our friends, okay, and someone is just being mean and nasty to another person, and they go, oh, was that offensive or inappropriate? The answer is yes. They're telling you they're offended by what somebody is saying, then yes, it's fucking offensive and inappropriate.
Well, I have like a real world example that is the real world, but I mean something that happened to me. And so this girl was in my office basically going on and on about how a certain store shouldn't service plus size women and you shouldn't use plus size models. And I tell her, well, hey, those models are like smaller than me. And it's helpful for me to see what that product is going to look like on me. And then she just continues to go on and on and on. So, and I never said anything despite the fact that it was offensive because, you know, what's the point? So, but then I tell my like other girlfriends about it and they're like, you just let her talk to you that way. And I'm like, well, what was I going to do? And just like, that's, but if that other girl had been in the room, she wouldn't have let that person talk to me that way, despite me not standing up for myself. Because when you're feeling like you're being attacked or like you're being put in a corner, and obviously weight is so much less important than, you know, the fundamental things of who somebody is and where they come from in their culture. But it's just an example, you know, it's just when you're feeling attacked, you're going to say you're like one little thing and then you're not going to keep pushing it. And that's where the people around you should push it because they're not the ones that are actually feeling hurt, but they should recognize the hurt and try to stop it.
Right. I agree. And then,
it should be, and they don't. Salt Lake girls just don't seem to be interested in doing that.
Well,
yeah, and I think they're afraid of being like, I don't know, misconstrued, but you should be more afraid that your friend is being hurt than that you might be taken out of context.
And I will say not all the Salt Lake girls. I think Whitney and Heather attempted on more than one occasion to do that.
Yeah.
What you're saying is offensive. Why are you saying that? And Heather did it when they were on that Zion trip with Mary. You can't just dismiss somebody like that, Mary. That's not right. What you're doing is not right. And I think they did try to do that. And you know, as much grief as Whitney and Heather get, I will say this, Heather, I do like you. I like you a lot. I mean, Heather, Whitney. But you do stir the pot a lot. You and Lisa are pretty much on par with that. You are a little more direct with the pot stirring. Lisa's a little more seed planting, and I'll quote you on that one, Whitney. You know, she does plant those seeds and does start that shit. But you guys are pretty on par with that, which I'm here for that. That is what I'm here for. You know, Whitney getting a little liquid courage and starting some shit.
Oh, I love it.
That's what we're, that is why we watch these Bravo shows. That is why we do it. That's what it's there for.
I want to see you guys argue over the dumb shit, but I also want to see you guys be friends in the end. I don't want to see you argue over the real stuff because, well, we've got reality for that.
Yeah. So let me see what this is. Meredith is claiming that everyone else around her was leading a misinformation campaign about her this season. And that Meredith was the one that was attacked. Now, I'm pretty sure she was watching a different show than what I was watching. I mean, what about you ladies? I mean, I really didn't see that.
I think it was just her last ditch effort to redeem herself without admitting any fault or wrongdoing.
Like I said, season one Meredith.
It's not working.
Yeah, season one Meredith was very quiet. End of season one started getting her voice. And it started to turn out okay. I really like that character arc from season one with Meredith. So I had hopes going into this season. And then she just went right on past being polite and getting her voice to, I'm going to make up for lost time and fuck up the world for everyone. Yeah. She was a little rough this season.
Yeah. And maybe it really is what's, you know, the other stuff that's been going on. But I hope if she comes back next year, which I think she did or is, they're filming now. I hope we get more of the real, I hope we find out which one's the real Meredith, but I think season one Meredith is more the real Meredith. So I hope she comes to play because I'm telling you, aside from her reunion look, I really do appreciate a woman who can appreciate a blazer. So I don't want to lose that on the show.
Scarlett said she'd look like Mike Sully.
Show because I like her outfit.
Yeah. That's I like it. A blazer.
I'm just saying.
And then I love how Andy asked Lisa a question and even Jen Shaw's like, it's yes or no. It's all it
Jen's
is.
Jen's over this shit.
It's yes or no, Lisa. Just answer the questions. Don't go through all this other bullshit. Just say yes or no. It's so dumb. Heather was right when she made the comment that this is bullshit. And she had the right to be upset about it. What's going on?
What are you fucking motherfuckers up to?
Hello, everyone.
Hey, Scarlett.
Welcome to the party.
Sitting on a bunch of shit in my chair.
Well, we're almost finished with Salt Lake. You're going to sit with us for Jersey?
Possibly.
Okay. Well, we'll run through these a little bit because the reunion's coming up at the end.
Hold on.
Lisa grabbed the receipts. That was pretty fantastic.
Did you talk about when my head blew off?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's see. And then...
dogs are hungry.
See, oh, okay. This is really the last line that I remember from this one. Lisa bringing up the DUI from Heather from 10 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was really, really slimy.
What?
And, like, look, I understand that DUIs are important. It is quite literally 80% of my job. Legitimately, in a week, I'm going to have to, like, finagle our recording schedule because I'm going to a DUI training because they're important.
Wait, DUI training?
DUI training.
You learn?
You get drunk and you get to drink and drive? I know. Listen to me.
Son of a bitch, Scarlett. No. Listen to me, Scarlett.
That is a real thing.
You just totally ambushed our joke. We planned it and had it.
So for everybody listening, what happened was earlier we were testing our levels.
Screech.
And Uncle Leon was like, what's going on in your life? And I'm like, well, a couple weeks, I'm going to go on a DUI training. And he was like, you train for DUIs? And my response was, yeah, that's what college was for.
And Scarlett comes in here and
really sad that nobody got to hear it. So we wanted to do it again for you. And now Scarlett just stepped on it.
Yes, you're welcome.
Fucking railroaded us.
That's a real thing, though. Here, where we live, I have a friend who takes part in this every year to help new officers learn the signs of inebriation. They have volunteers come in, get drunk, and drive around in a parking lot. Then they have them get pulled over, and they do all the testing.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, I'm not doing that, everybody. I am going to a training to learn how to prosecute DUIs more effectively. But all that to say.
Yeah, I'm super pissed right now. Whitney, I don't even want to talk about it anymore. Heather said.
Well, we have to talk about it.
Caitlin was actually talking about something else right there in the middle of all this.
Oh yeah, bringing up the DUI. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we have to talk about it. So
this show is ruined.
Look, I love Heather. And I don't know a single person who hasn't driven on a night that they shouldn't drive on.
Correct.
I literally, I don't know anybody who hasn't. That being said, that is why we have law enforcement, is we want, because in my experience, and I've been essentially a DUI prosecutor for going, this is my third year doing that. People, there are two kinds of people who pick up a DUI. There are people who have a serious drinking problem that will continue to get caught until they kill somebody, or we have enough that we can put them in prison. Because it's DUIs are a misdemeanor in Florida. I don't know how they are in other states because I don't practice there. But in any event,
I think it's in Virginia, it's like a 1-2 first one, second one misdemeanor, third one equals felony. I think
yeah, that is. Yeah. In Florida, there's like this weird timetable of that you got to get them in so many times or so many. In any event.
I mean, good thing you're going to the training, like, so you'll know what you're doing. That's a good idea.
No, I do know what I'm doing, but people aren't here to listen to me explain them the intricacies of the Florida DUI laws.
See how this took place in Utah.
But yes. What I'm trying to say is they're the people who make one mistake, or maybe it's their second time, you know, I don't really know where my line is, but then law enforcement catches them. And I guarantee you, Heather has never had another night where she drove that she shouldn't have driven.
I agree
just,
with you.
Just, and those are the people I see it, or I see people who are habitual offenders, but that's what we want law enforcement to do. We want them to catch somebody and essentially set them on the right track. They pulled her over before she was able to hurt anybody. And now the focus is on, okay, what do we as a court system need to do to prevent this person from getting another DUI? At least that's my look on the situation.
Right.
So it sounds like they did that. You know, I read a little bit into the case. She was a 0.06 with amphetamines in her system, which she said was Adderall. That's Florida. If she had a prescription for Adderall, I wouldn't even get a presumption of impairment. I would have to prove it solely on her actions.
Oh, I guess I should have played this for you.
Yeah.
And now it's time for the Real Housewives of Reality. Legal.
No one got my joke Eagle. Earlier. No one laughed at it.
Caitlin.
When I totally insulted Caitlin. I said, Jesus Christ, quit bragging.
No, because
I didn't know that was a joke.
We just had a whole conversation about not being mean to people. Yeah.
I wasn't here for that.
And stealing jokes.
You know, I think realistically what probably happened was the best outcome for based on my brief understanding of the facts. That being said, Heather wasn't lying when she said she doesn't have a DUI. Her case was pled down to a reckless driving. She's been arrested for a DUI, but she's never been convicted of it. So she wasn't lying. Mm-hmm. And I don't think anybody should take DUIs lightly.
Right.
But what kind of a friend does that?
They don't.
Well, I'll give you another example about how people can make mistakes in their past. I worked with a guy when we lived in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
His name was, I won't give his name. One of the nicest people you'd ever meet. I worked. We delivered furniture together. We did a lot of things together. Was in my home. Nice guy.
Spent a lot of time in our home.
One day, he tells me, I need to be honest because we're getting close to being friends. He goes, but I want to be honest with you, and I want to tell you this. He goes, just so you know, I've been to prison.
And we were like, okay.
And I'm like, oh, you've been to jail? And he goes, no. Mm. I was in Stark prison for 5.5 years.
We're like, oh, it's okay. I mean, I'm like, shit happens, right?
Yeah, what happened? He goes, well, I was an over-the-road truck driver. I came home. And I saw my wife and my best friend were having sex in my bed. Mm-hmm. And he goes, I snapped. And I went out to the garage and I grabbed a screwdriver and I stabbed the guy 14 times. And then I sat down and called the cops. Mm-hmm. He goes, all I could think was, I've been sending money and this guy's sleeping in my bed. He's eating my food. He's fucking my wife. Huh? And he's like, I made the worst mistake of my life.
And I was like, choices. But okay.
Yeah, so it's one of those things that, and it happened so many years before. It's like, okay, so
look,
do I hold it against this guy because he's not a serial killer at this point in time? He's trying to just rebuild his life.
We've all seen the documentary, The Shawshank Redemption. We've all seen the documentary of The Shawshank, and we know that people can be, you know, they're not exactly what they're labeled as. I mean, yeah. Red.
Well, I mean,
he was Irish. He wasn't a murderer. I mean, he was a murderer, but he was a good guy.
Wait, we're moving on too fast here. And did the guy die?
Oh, no. Attempted murder, not murder.
Well, it's fine then.
Well, but...
he stabbed the guy 14 times with a screwdriver, and you're like, nah, he didn't die. It's fine. He had it coming.
I mean, we can just look at our other shows that we watch. Teresa spent a year in prison.
Okay, don't get me started. I got shit to say about that on the Jersey. Holy shit.
We'll get there. I'm just talking about, like, we can't count. Like, the whole point of the criminal justice system is you commit a crime, you pay for the crime, and it's done and over. Your history follows you. And that's something we tell almost every defendant. Your history is going to follow you. But from this point on, you can make better decisions.
Right.
Is my mic working?
Yeah, you're working just fine.
I was talking about a documentary called The Shawshank Redemption.
Once again, nope. Stop. Yeah. Stop
it's
it.
Not a documentary.
Yeah. That's the
I think I know what a documentary is, Melinda.
There it is.
Is that Mike and Ike thing again.
That is correct. She wants us to acknowledge the fact and debate with her about Shawshank being a documentary or movie. So if you just move past it, she'll just stop.
And because we're family, we knew that and we moved on.
Yeah. So, and she was going to try to rerun it and then you engaged.
I thought she was upset. So I was just trying to help her
out.
I'm very upset.
Disengage, Mom. Disengage.
We're not engaging. We're not engaging that conversation, Scarlett. And then the next one, Lisa, I've got something very important to tell you. I don't give a shit what your intentions are.
Right.
You're held to what you actually do. Okay? So, you know, if I were to push Scarlett down a flight of stairs, it was not my intention.
But it's what you did.
To paralyze her. My intention was to just take her out and be done with it. So let's get that right.
Why are you so loud in my headphones?
Oh, because I turned it up so you can hear me. Is that better?
I don't need that.
Well, yeah, you do. You know you need it.
Welcome to the behind the scenes of The Real Housewives of Reality.
Seems like everything was going so smooth and the show was going great. This last 8 minutes when Scarlett came in and blew up my joke.
No, don't leave. We love you. We want you here.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I thought this was the show that I was a part of. I want Nina. I could leave if it's better that way.
We have to talk about that. We don't want to open the curtain too much.
Let's ask the reviews. Should I leave?
The answer to everybody who feels the need to type with their little fingers is no.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
So, wow. Also, I don't know
what that means, but all right.
That means people are mean.
On their phone, typing with their thumbs, leaving reviews.
Okay. Yeah, being stupid.
Guess it wasn't that funny.
Caitlin, we enjoyed it.
I didn't laugh at it, but
everyone
I appreciate
got it. But me, I'm sorry.
Well, that's not abnormal.
No, it
love
is
you.
Not.
Baby gorgeous.
Here's what Melinda's actually.
Oh, yeah. Wait, that reminds me.
Yes.
In the very beginning.
Yes.
Why did Andy say that to Lisa?
Because that's what she calls everybody.
Baby gorgeous.
Baby gorgeous.
Hey, baby gorgeous. Hey, I can't do a Lisa voice.
Hey, baby gorgeous.
Really
hey, baby gorgeous. Hi, baby gorgeous. Do you want Taco Bell? Hi, baby gorgeous. Can I throw your Rolex out the window? Are we talking about John Barlow right now, baby gorgeous?
I love it.
I can't believe she had to say John Barlow. She couldn't just say John. Are we talking about
John Barlow? She's talking about, she's trying to pull a Rinna.
Oh, God damn with the Rinna.
Oh, my God.
You for bringing that up. First, you. You.
Don't get me started.
Here's my goal is just going to be to try to work her into every conversation.
I swear to God.
Wait, but speaking of Lisa, I thought it was interesting that she was like, yeah, well, my son's made the guest list and I added Whitney, but I didn't add anybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was so strange.
She's a, I just don't care for her at all.
As a mother, I wanted to see her see me as a mother, not inviting people as a mother to my child's event where I'd have people as a mother that give money to Mary's church and then die as a mother.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, right.
And then when
baby
she,
gorgeous.
I just don't understand. It is absolutely fucked up to say, oh, well, I'm friends with Scarlett, as controversial as it is. I'm friends with her. So once again, that goes back to my theory that Lisa is only friends for convenience. What's going to be good for her? What's going to make her money? And now that Jen doesn't have a 9,000 square foot chalet to use.
It's 4,500. It's fine, baby girl.
Yeah, but it's not going to be one that's good enough.
Yep.
So it's a little bit shorter episode because really there's not much left. I think the explosiveness is going to come from next week. We've got a lot happening next week.
Oh, my God. Just real quick, guys, I have to warn you. Next week is my last week, I think, before I have surgery.
Yeah, another sinus surgery. I wasn't even going to mention it.
Oh.
Because it's happening again. Poor Scarlett. Actually, I feel terrible for you.
I won't be able to talk very well.
Yeah.
It's gonna be as opposed to.
Oh.
Caitlin, don't talk to your aunt that way.
I'm sorry. It was just so easy.
It's okay. I appreciate it. I respect it. And I will fucking kill you.
That checks.
No, I'm just
I'm having surgery next week.
On what?
Wait, what?
What?
What? Why do I have to find out on the podcast?
What are y'all talking about? Y'all all knew this.
What?
But you didn't tell us when it was.
Oh, well, it's Tuesday.
Oh, is it for your ears?
No, they don't do foot surgery on the ears.
Oh, I forgot about your foot. I remember that.
I didn't know. I had no idea you had something wrong with your foot.
She's having what I had done.
Yeah, I'm no idea, but that's okay.
Wait, before we just, I just need to move on from this, Mom. I can't. but before we move,
stay here.
Before we move all the way on from Salt Lake City, we missed my three favorite lines.
What?
In the beginning.
Okay.
When Heather says, yeah, the real one feels just like all the fakes I've been carrying. My girl.
I loved that so much.
Oh, yeah. I got on my soapbox. Oh, yeah. I got on my soapbox about that when we watched it.
Yeah, we're not doing it on here.
Come on.
But then when they're talking about used gifts and Meredith goes, yeah, you sent me used golf balls. I can send them to you, Andy, for the clubhouse. And Andy reads the shit out of her. They're not iconic enough.
I know. He said that. They're not iconic enough.
And then, but my absolute favorite line, and I'm going to butcher it because I only wrote half of it down. But when Whitney says, when Heather says to Lisa something about, I don't want to be friends with like an eighth grader who read out of a teen magazine how to be a cool mean girl.
Yes, I wanted that to be the clip of the week, but I don't think.
I also requested that.
Yeah, I don't think Leon's going to do it.
Wait, can we get like a bonus clip of the week?
Clip!
Why do y'all fucking, I think this is so fucking easy to do. It's already done. The clip's already done.
But you're amazing and you're so good at being a producer that I know that you can do anything you
flattery,
set your mind to.
Flattery will get you nowhere, but don't stop.
Well, it sounds like it's going to get
work.
Me everywhere.
Yeah, it'll
pretty
please. Work.
It's just so good. Like I have never seen such a well-crafted
Caitlin, you went insult. About a decade when you hit teenager status, when you wanted nothing to do with Uncle Leon. It was all about Aunt Scarlett. So... No, I'm still bitter about it. So no, you're not going to try to bat your beautiful niece eyes and get a bonus clip of the week. It's not happening.
I'll put it in. That's what she said.
Definitely not doing it because Scarlett, once again.
Come on, man. I'm trying to get ahead here. And then that's what she
that's
said.
That's what
yourself.
She said.
Okay. Well, Scarlett, since you're here, where can they find us?
Find us anywhere. Bitches, we're everywhere. You can't escape us. You can find
us
on all your favorite
podcasts. Why are you
platforms.
Yelling? You
we already us. Had a screech of the week.
You can find us.
A couple of them.
You can find us on pftmedia.com or horpodcast.com. Make sure you check out our sponsors. You can also get merch there. You can join our Patreon. Did you know just for $3 a month can help us? The dogs that interrupt the show that really want to be fed right now. They're just so hungry, and all we need.
Okay, we're not doing that.
Oh, okay,
stop. No,
so you can join our Patreon.
I don't have any more rights to Sarah McLachlan music. As soon as we can't do that.
Please see our Instagram. It's there. You can leave us a voicemail at 434-214-0045, or you can email us at showleonorscarlett@rhorpodcast.com.
That's pretty good. You can that's all I got for this one. And we're
yeah,
gonna do Jersey.
Too.
Are you gonna yell during Jersey? You're projecting way too much.
Wait, what? did we stop? Did we say bye to everybody?
No, it's not over yet. I don't know why.
Bye.
Oh, okay. Bye.
Well, that's rude.
Astroglide is what you use when you have sex. Go, junky girl.
I am not going to the weak side of the ice because I lied about my body weight.
You're a sloppy chihuahua.
I'd be praying for you though.
Shut the. Up, Ramona.
A PFT Media production.